program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Good evening.
Good evening. You are listening to 91.1 FM WREK Atlanta, the student voice of the Georgia Institute of Technology. This is Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, more specifically the Lymph Node Institute edition. And tonight we are talking to you, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
We've changed your name so as not to embarrass you, but you have been in contact with us, and despite our repeated pleas and efforts, Barry, we have not been able to get back in touch with you, and we now think that you are extremely important to our plans, so this is all about you tonight, Barry. You egomaniac fruit cup.
Mm-hmm. We know you're listening because you can't get enough.
Barry.
But you stopped coming in for your therapy session, so yes. We're going to be delivering it this evening over the 40,000-watt powerhouse, WREK.
91.1 FM.
Student voice, etc. So, sit down. Don't drive.
That's correct.
Listen
Pull over
up.
To the side of the road. Ease the seat back.
You know the next.
Exactly.
The bit.
Exactly.
We know you're an old school Van Halen fan, but
Aren't we all?
Come on with it. Enjoy.
Barry.
Welcome to the Institute.
Obey.
Doc Ellis.
Join.
Manipulate.
The Institute.
Enforce.
Why?
Coerce.
The U.S. Army.
The secret order.
The secret order of.
Shadow.
Society.
Why?
Eat
Peckerwood.
Why?
Edict.
Peckerwood.
Lies. Shadow.
No. Eat
Pecker.
Obey. No.
Hereby.
Observe.
Obey.
Shadow.
Manipulate.
Observe.
The Institute.
Science.
Join
I
Institute.
Not
Peckerwood.
Observe.
Not. Why?
Shadow.
Oops, my cookies.
Why?
Not. Here.
I have no knowledge of that.
there something I need to know, guys?
In control. You still need this information. In control. In control. You still need this information. These high people, time to move on this.
Organized and brutal repression.
This is Doc Ellis, courtesy of the U.S. Army, and
fuck you some ass.
Unless you like
addiction,
which I do. Speaking of
rectal diseases,
say that we
I'm here upon a ass.
And that's about it. Hello, Barry. You know who I am, and you know who we are, so let's skip the foreplay and get right to it. I think we can agree that our last encounter terminated in a less than satisfactory outcome. But I also think that if you listen to my words and the music in between them, that we can agree that there are many good reasons for you to return for your follow-up sessions. First and foremost, you sought us out and not the other way around. You were right once, you can be right again. I'm afraid that you haven't come back for your follow-up treatments, which are vitally important to your recovery, because you didn't like the answers we gave you when you first came to see us. Listen, I'm sorry you were mistreated in high school, but it is to be expected. We're talking about hominoids who popularly believe that they killed their own god or that they killed him and he became a god. I don't know. Frankly, it's too tedious for me to keep straight. Regardless, they tampered with you and it traumatized you, blah blah blah, and then there was that treacherous whore who threw you overboard for a guy with better prospects. But this is your textbook past and you're well aware of it, or at least you should be. Anyway, my point is just that. This is your past. Remember the tired old bit about how the past is nothing but a bunch of ghosts that might spook you or otherwise elevate your heart rate and blood pressure but have no mass, no mess, no muss, no muss? These potentially fictitious events have zero influence over your present state, as difficult as that is for you to believe. Now that I think about it, I remember how you sputtered with your but she's the whole reason I started this, which led to that, and you were choking out something else about some dead end when I pimp-slapped you out of your chair. Barry, I should not have done that. I wish that I had not pimp-slapped you like some silly little monkey smearing its offal on the wall of my office. Flecks of my deceased supervisor's scalp and its sharp little teeth. I regret this, not because I was wrong, but because my actions were inappropriate. Ever since my first day at Lymph Node University in sunny, frolicking Tijuana, the nexus of all human misery on the American continents, first my professors, then my colleagues, and eventually even the nursing staff, after they discovered how harmless I can be when drugged, tased, and restrained, have been telling me to stop manhandling the patients. Now I know why. While I should have relied upon the superior weight of my arguments, I indulged my more base, pharmaceutically enhanced instincts, and, well, here we are.
Dr. Ellis! Dr. Ellis! Dr. Ellis!
Hold that thought, Barry. You're crucial, crucial.
Dr. Ellis! Dr. Ellis!
Well, oh, sweetheart, please.
Charlie, I am fresh out of latex gloves. Could I borrow some of yours?
Sure. Business or pleasure?
I'll let you know when I'm finished.
Ooh. I don't seem to see any out here. Let me look in the back.
Hey, guy, how's it going?
What?
Listen, buddy, apparently my sister's been admitted to the Institute here, which is a relief to me and the family, let me tell you. We haven't seen hide nor hair of her in about 3 years or so. Hell, we thought she was dead.
Charlie.
Anywho, imagine our surprise when we received this letter from her. It's a weird letter. I mean, she rambles on and on about the midget fairies that follow her and record her activities. I don't know what that's about. But she did say she was here at the Lymph Node Institute. The letter is also dated 3 years ago, but I just received it last week. I know the post office is slow, but this is ridiculous.
Charlie.
So her letter says she's under the care of a Dr. P. Ellis. Are you Dr. Ellis?
Charlie!
I found you some gloves, Dr. Bugbladder. Sweet baby Jane, who's this?
Oh, hi, I'm Ross Feltmore. Apparently my sister's been a patient here for about 3 years. We didn't even know. Anywho, I'm here to pick her up, to take her home. Is it Dr. Ellis in?
Oh, he's in. Why don't you have a seat and I'll let him know you're here.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
Charlie, if this guy gives you any guff, don't hesitate to release the hounds.
Don't worry, I won't.
I'll be on level F if you need me.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Well, I was thinking, how about some coffee?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
What? Oh, no. Could I have some coffee?
What do you think we are, a restaurant?
Well, how about something to read here?
The magazines are over there by the other chair.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. Excuse me.
What is it now?
Well, all these magazines here are dated from 1987. That's kind of strange, don't you think?
Look, Dr. Ellis will be right over. Now just keep it down. Don't make me use my taser.
Thank you.
Hi there, can I help you?
Well, I hope so. I am Russ Feltmore. Apparently my sister, Amanda Feltmore, has been in the Institute for about 3 years without us knowing. Crazy, huh?
Insane.
Yeah. Anywho, I'm here to take her home.
Well now, Ross, we don't just release any old patient to someone off the street. I'm gonna need to see some proof.
Oh, of course, yeah, I got all the proof you need right here. Here's her birth certificate. Here's a copy of her driver's license. Oh my god, here's a picture of the two of us at Lake George.
How adorable.
Yeah. So where is she?
Well, Ross, tell you what. You just fill out the release paperwork and I'll go get your sister. How does that sound?
Fantastic, Dr. Ellis.
That's what I thought. Charlie, let me have a copy of release form number, 791 Delta Alpha 629, let's make it.
There you are.
Thanks, Charlie. Now, just fill these out while I get your sister. Here, use my pen.
Oh, thanks. Oh, wow. This is a neat pen here. Oh, it's heavy. How does it work?
Just push the red button on top.
Oh, you mean this button here?
That's the button.
Is he dead?
Nope, just incapacitated. All right, Charlie, let's restrain him and admit him into video isolation room C.
Okie dokie.
Barry! Barry! All right, Barry. I know you're listening to me out there in whatever alleyway or flophouse you may have dug yourself into like some sort of psychic tick bleeding the national psyche. Please, give me another chance. Allow me to bludgeon you with logic instead of the business side of my class ring. I do hate to beat a dead horse, but if you leave one out in the sun until it puffs up and pay some kid a dollar to run up and kick it, the results are most enlightening. Where was I? Oh yeah, rip off the hippie. As one particularly pixelated, psychedelic professor instructed a generation of drooling cowards, quote, you can be anyone this time around, unquote. Unfortunately, they either did not believe him or believed him and lacked the courage of their convictions. You will find that history finds it impossible to distinguish between cowardice and apathy. I would like to point out that just because people do not listen does not mean that the core meme is without validity. You can be anyone you want to be, within or without reason, today. You, my friend, are hung up on the vocabulary of the trans-perspective arts. I should note here that anyone with an ounce of reason steals from William Burroughs, especially now that he is dead. You are trapped by words like schizophrenia, hallucination, alienation, dissociation. Notice how they all end in the universally negating prefix. Or, the most distasteful in my view, mood and personality disorder. Barry, they spell it out for you right there. They have an order, as in command. And you do not or cannot heed that command. Therefore, you suffer from a disorder. How long are you going to let them do this to you? Do they have you on their poison? Or have you picked out some poison of your own? Regardless, Barry, you need to relax. You see, Barry, between you and me, there is another factor at work besides our genuine fellow Yeti affection. We really, really need you for our next big project. Listen, right before the punctual Doc Badaruden became late, he performed the standard lab work on your core samples, and he discovered a certain anomaly in your skin, Barry. We started to play around with this, well, whatever the hell it is, and found out that this asset of yours is the crucial missing agent for our stain exercise, also known as the highly contagious skin bacteria operation. Now, don't curl up into a ball again, Barry. Listen to me this time. This bacteria is completely almost non-lethal. It is a mutant of a so-called background bacteria that you and I are immersed in as we speak. The only thing we do is give it just a little tweak, and it acquires the most unsettling to all the right people property of turning white skin black. I mean, black is the soul of those who infringe upon the copyrights of others. As a matter of fact, the lighter the skin, the blacker it turns. And I mean black, black. So black that the hominoids we currently refer to as black won't seem so black anymore. Obviously, this has to happen. Your skin has an appointment to keep in Omaha, Nebraska on Labor Day. Obviously, I should not be telling you this. But you, as a person, are so precious to us that we are willing to violate our own protocols. All for you, Barry. Barry, all we need is one little tweak, and you are that tweak. So you need to pop up on our radar pronto, Daisy. I don't care what fetid little cranny of this gray existence you've managed to jam yourself into. We will apply the heat and burn you out. But it doesn't have to be like that, Barry. Do you still have my card? That's too bad. I'm very disappointed. But I forgive you, Barry. Manifest yourself at Lymph Node Institute, Barry. I know it's hard, but you can do it. Because it is the right thing to do. Come home, Barry. We need you. Does anyone else need you?
Thank you. crayons, the melted pieces, the loving friends, all the things you wish you had.
Charlie, send in the next patient. Ah, 623. Good. Have a seat. Have a seat. Put those headphones on, please. Going to give you a little hearing test here. I'll be hearing tones in your left and right side. Please raise the appropriate hand when you hear the tone in that ear. Okay. Tone number one. Okay. And tone number two. Okay. Tone number three. Good. Tone number four. Okay. All right, good. Now just lay back, close your eyes, breathe deep, and listen while we test your EKG. Okay, that should be good for today. Thank you very much. You tested very well. Turn left out of the office door. Follow the yellow line back to your sector. Why don't you take a sleep cycle, and we'll be in touch with you. Charlie, can you come in here and close the door, please?
In a democracy, the ignorant and meddlesome outsiders, the general population, have to be kept from interfering. They can be spectators, but not participants.
No matter how much legal action you put behind this, people are going to do what they want to do.
Spectators, but not participants.
It's time to talk about censorship.
Send this song to 20 people.
But isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along.
How about trying this future on for size?
But it's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants.
But it's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants.
You can't legislate people's behavior.
What we want to do, you know, if they consider that selling out, then whatever.
The people who run Napster should be in prison.
It's time to talk about censorship.
Send this song to 20 people.
And isn't it stealing?
At your name, don't break the cycle.
From people to people.
Pass it along.
People like MP3s.
Pass it along.
Does the consumer want to download music for free? No matter how much legal action you put behind this, people are going to do what they want to do. People are going to do what they want to do.
How about trying this future on for size?
It's one for the money.
Spectators, but not participants. Spectators, but not participants.
You can't legislate people's behavior.
We don't mind when our fans pay money to wear our promotional t-shirts. And it's fine when they pay $40 to come to one of our concerts. But when our fans think they can listen to our music for free, they just cross the line.
Come
snap me back to stark reality.
I guess we're all living on borrowed time. Oh, Steve, what brought this upon us?
I don't know any car. I don't know.
Number nine. Sorry, wrong number.
Number 9.
Crystal number 20.
Sorry, wrong number.
Number 17.
Number 9. Number 9.
Rock and roll will always relate to chaos. Rock and roll will always relate to chaos. Rock and roll will always relate to chaos. Always relate to chaos. Always relate to chaos.
You are listening to 91.1 FM WREK Atlanta, the student voice of the Georgia Institute of Technology. Barry, it's all been for you. It's all been about you.
This installment of Bob Slack Time Funhouse, the Lymph Node Institute Edition, has been brought to you for Barry.
For Barry, by Barry, and of Barry.
Well, come on back, Barry. We got some issues to attend to.
Some of the ways we attempted to counsel you this evening were hegemony, Barry's lecture, part 1 and 2.
Well, there was an interruption.
With a brief interruption, yes. That was terrible, and I apologize for that. But don't think it is not because you are very, very important to us.
The Feltmore family, we'd like to say thanks to them.
Indeed.
But if you're looking for any members of your family, we don't know anything. That was staged for Barry's benefit. I'd like to thank Charlie for being a wonderful secretary, and Mr. Scott DeLumnia.
Mr. DeLumnia for additional counseling and support and contributions to this particular therapy session.
Charlie would like to send an extra special thanks to you, actually.
Indeed, but that's between the two of you. And outside contributors, Chumbawamba, doing the MP3 version of their song Pass It Along. We played Perry by the Butthole Surfers, if you're into that kind of thing.
Which I am.
We heard Question Face by Voivod, and...
And you heard Question Face by Voivod, Barry.
We heard Come Back by the Misfits.
Did you hear that, Barry?
I hope you did. We also heard an old hearing test from a long time ago. Forgot about that.
Oh, yeah, but that's standard therapy. You know, if you listened closely to the tones, you're probably buying a ticket to get on a bus to come to the Institute right now.
As we speak.
But if you were listening closely to the direct address from Dr. Ellis to you, close your curtains to avoid our gaze.
Or if you simply don't trust us or don't want to come near us or for whatever strange reason you have, you can also contact the Church of the Subgenius at subgenius.com. Or write to them at P.O. Box
181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118-1417.
Thanks, and good night, Barry. Come on home.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Let me feel it. Come on.
Your name, don't break the cycle, pass it along by word of mouth, save the world, don't leave the house, because a virtual office in a virtual home means you never have to drive through the wrong part of town. Pass it along by word of mouth, save the world, don't leave the house.
Pass it along,
don't leave the house.
Pass it along,
don't leave.
Go today, ah, so.
resting place. Your heaven is protected by security gates. Shut out the world, it's getting worse. Save yourself, don't leave the house. Because a happy future is a thing of the past, and there's always another repeat. Shut out the world, it's getting worse. Save yourself, don't leave the house.
Pass it along.
Don't leave the house.
Pass it along.
Don't leave the house.
Ah, when you want to go today.
Hey,